Could you sell my baseball?
Sure. There.
Wow. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Wow.
That's good advice.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Let's continue on with the baseball talk here today on Drive Time Sports. We just got through talking about baseball cards. Let's talk baseball movies. I think everybody has the itch for baseball. In fact, opening day was supposed to be last week, so we're missing a lot of baseball right now. Maybe you fill that time with a baseball movie. I'm going to bring in a great friend of mine, a great friend of the show, Steve Bordstein, who has joined us for years as we've talked baseball and college football and horse racing. Steve is going to join us today to have a conversation on baseball movies. Steve, it is a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking out the time today.
I appreciate the time very much, and just for the record, I have gone ahead and simulated the first five games of the Dodgers season for 2020. My girlfriend's son has a, Xbox thing. I don't know anything about video games, but I've just loaded in MLB 2020 into my television, and I play the games out. And right now, through the first four games of the 2020 simulated Dodgers season, the Dodgers are 4-0. They swept the opening series against the San Francisco Giants. They won the first game 14-0. And the last three games, they played two more against the Giants and one more against the Rockies. And so far, they're 4-0. So far, so good for the simulated 2020 season.
See, I think that should count. Maybe we get to see Mookie Betts in a Dodger uniform. Maybe. I think that possibility still exists.
I'm worried about that.
If the Boston Red Sox are able to dump Mookie Betts and it's not in vain, I question the integrity of the baseball gods. Let me put it that way.
And isn't it funny? They were supposed to release the punishment on the Red Sox, and they still haven't done that. Major League Baseball still hasn't done that. I'm like, what are you waiting for? The entire sports world is waiting to know just how much the Red Sox are going to get thrown at this upcoming season. At least I'm waiting for it. I just want to know how bad it's going to be. We still haven't heard a word about that yet.
Yeah, we should have found out months ago. Months ago, we should have found out. No baseball right now, so for those at home, those who do nothing but go home at night, maybe try to find something to watch on TV. Last night, I actually got to watch some football because ESPN re-aired the Rams-Chiefs game from two seasons ago. It was fantastic. That's one of the best football games you will find, right? We don't get that with baseball. So, Steve, if you bring up Netflix or maybe you bring up your old DVDs or Blu-rays, you're looking for a good baseball movie maybe that you can find online, what do you recommend in the form of baseball movies? And just a disclaimer, I know you and I share a very different taste in baseball movies.
We do. And I love documentaries. I love historically relevant, historically accurate motion pictures, and documentaries also. So I kind of lean in that direction when I look at a baseball movie. So when baseball movies come out, the first thing, I do it with all sports movies. I'm a big, like, you mentioned horse racing a moment ago. Very quick aside, Seabiscuit, fairly historically accurate, Secretariat, not even close. It is not even a close representation of the actual people involved with Secretariat. Seabiscuit, much more historically relevant, much more historically accurate. As far as baseball is concerned, I lean towards the historically relevant films. So I lean towards Eight Men Out. A brilliant film about the 1919 Chicago Black Sox scandal. I lean towards that. I lean towards A League of Their Own. Fairly historically accurate about maybe not so much the personalities outside of the baseball teams, but the personalities within the women's baseball teams that played during World War II. Fairly historically accurate, extremely well acted by Tom Hanks, Gina Davis, etc. So for those two movies right there, if you're looking for a fun movie, then A League of Their Own, because it is fun. If you're looking for something that again, we cause you and I were just talking about, you know, the start of the season and the Astros and the Red Sox. You want to know the greatest scandal of all time in Major League Baseball before the Astros? It was the Chicago Black Sox of 1919. And that's a tremendous representation of what that was. Brilliantly acted, John Mulaney. You've got, why can't I think of his name all of a sudden? Very good actor who's all of a sudden whose name I just drew a blank on. It's extremely well done, fun movie, and it gives you a very in-depth look into one of the greatest betting scandals in sports of all time.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do like the historically accurate in some regard. And look, I tell people this all the time. I may be one of the biggest Notre Dame homers that you have ever met. I can't stand the movie Rudy because none of it is true. Literally, none of it is true. He didn't have a brother that he couldn't stand. His dad was not his big was not trying to bring him down. His dad was actually one of his biggest fans. They never carried him off the field. They never put his jerseys down on the table. The team. They never said take my spot. Coach Dan Devine wanted Rudy to play. Dan Devine actually had to sign a waiver stating that he wouldn't sue for being the movie's main antagonist. So I absolutely hate the movie Rudy. None of it is true. That's why I do lean more towards the factual movies. 42 is fantastic, by the way, and that's not the movie I'm going to mention. But 42, if you want baseball action that is fairly, historically, it is accurate as well, this movie. The baseball action alone is fantastic in the movie 42.
Agreed. And the only, I guess it's a reflection of the times. For as controversial a topic as 42 is and was at that time, the only factual inaccuracy is that it doesn't represent just how badly Jackie Robinson was treated
right
throughout his Major League Baseball career. It's a great representation of what it was, but it could have been represented 1,000 times worse. But obviously, you want to sell tickets and you want people to go see it. But it is a brilliant baseball movie. It's extremely well acted, and again, the baseball action I think in that movie probably better than the baseball action you get in almost any other baseball movie, because again, you're dealing with actors, so you know you're dealing with stunt guys. So the way they present the game in 42 is far greater than probably most other baseball movies we see.
As you're talking about the way Jackie was treated, for instance, the scene with Ben Chapman, times that by about 100, and that's what actually happened in that particular event. They tone
exactly.
that. They tone that. They had to.
You look at an old baseball movie with the story of Lou Gehrig. I think that one is much more gentle than actually how bad Lou Gehrig's condition actually was. That was done in the 50s. Gary Cooper. So that's an old movie. But I mean, again, and the baseball action of that is mainly file footage from years ago. But 42 is, I think, for just from a pure action standpoint, probably one of the better shot movies as far as the actual game playing itself.
Again, our guest right now is Steve Bortstein. He's joining us to talk baseball movies. Okay, so give it to me, Steve. Tonight I go home. I got an itch for baseball. Give me the one movie that I should watch. Give me the one movie that I should avoid at all costs if we're talking baseball.
Okay, so for me, again, I mentioned the historically relevant movies, but if you want something that's somewhat accurate and somewhat fun at the same time, I will always, always recommend Bull Durham. It is, to me, one of the classic films. And you and I were talking earlier about Kevin Costner. You're not a big Kevin Costner guy. Two of the greatest baseball movies ever made are Kevin Costner movies. Okay, and no, I'm not talking about Field of Dreams. They are Bull Durham and For Love of the Game. Those are two of the best baseball movies in my mind that have ever been made. But Bull Durham is beautiful in the sense of the way minor league baseball actually is. And these guys aren't making a lot of money. They're traveling on buses. They've got groupies who you wouldn't even look at it if you were in a big city. It's a fun movie. It's got great dialogue. The writing is amazing. Susan Sarandon is beautiful as Tim Robbins' sort of plaything during the movie. The dialogue between Robbins and Costner is exceptional. If you've not seen it, or if you're just looking to watch something fun again, I will always recommend Bull Durham. For me, bar none, the most complete, I guess, of all baseball movies. Now, the one that I would absolutely not recommend. And get ready, because Jordan's going to lose his mind here in a second. It's Major League.
Oh, no. Come on.
I hate this movie in every way imaginable. First off, historically accurate? Not even close. I get it. They're the Cleveland Indians, so therefore they don't want a damn thing. They never will either. It is a cartoonish-like movie that I have absolutely no interest in whatsoever. Charlie Sheen, we only got a small snippet of just how insane he was during the filming of that movie, and then the actual movie itself. They portray the play-by-play guy. He's a moron, and I get it. He's Bob Uecker. I mean, he's the perfect foil for that anyway. It's a terrible movie. It's got no premise whatsoever. It's got nothing based on reality whatsoever. And to me, it's just a garbage movie. Tom Berenger is god-awful in it. Renee Russo is just one of the worst actresses I've ever watched. I would avoid that movie at all costs.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't like James Gammon as Lou Brown?
No.
Oh, he's phenomenal in that role. Phenomenal.
I hate everything about that movie.
Oh, I love Wesley Snipes as Willie Mays Hayes. A lot of comic relief there. Now, for me, if I have to pick a baseball movie that I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch tonight, especially being the father of a daughter, for me, it's League of Their Own. And I think this is probably my favorite baseball movie. I mean, it's at 42 has got to be up there as well, but I really love League of Their Own. And obviously, there's some... I guess the basis of the movie is historical, right? That is true, the way everything went down. As far as the characters are concerned, they're not exactly true. For instance, Tom Hanks plays Jimmy Dugan. I don't know if you are aware of this, but that's a loose character based off of both Jimmy Fox and Hack Wilson. I don't know if you were aware of that or not, but that's what League of Their Own is kind of based around. But it's about when women played professional baseball. It is the only Rosie O'Donnell movie that has aged properly. I will tell you that much.
And the only Madonna movie that has actually aged properly.
True, true, very true.
Desperately Seeking Susan, anyone? So, yeah, no. I mean, as far as those two actresses are concerned, you're right. It really does carry over well. Madonna's brilliant, and this is kind of at the beginning of the downslide, really, of Madonna's, like, worldwide international fame. But she was brilliant, and Gina Davis is an Academy Award-winning actress who, you know, at that time we didn't know a lot. We knew a lot about her, but we didn't know she had, you know, that ability to do that. So it was, in that sense, and Tom Hanks, I mean, it's the baseball signing scene, the yelling at the girl. There's no crying in baseball. If you just want... again, somewhat factually accurate. There's a few loose pieces here and there, but there are in almost any baseball movie. Any movie based on a true story is going to have some Hollywooding it up, if you will. But a fun movie, and Tom Hanks, one of his greatest roles.
No question. As far as baseball movies I would stay away from, I just mentioned I don't like Major League 3. I was curious the other night on Disney Plus. My daughter wanted to watch a movie, and so I said, let's watch a baseball movie. And I put Rookie of the Year on. Don't do that. Not a good movie.
Oh, it's god-awful.
So it's horrible. It's horrible. And I'm a play-by-play snob, and I love John Candy, but John Candy as a play-by-play announcer just didn't work. Daniel Stern as the idiotic pitching coach is absolutely horrible. Gary Busey, I believe his name was Chet Stedman, who was the aging pitcher. That is a horrible, horrible movie. And here's,
all you had to do was just say Gary Busey.
Exactly, right. And here's the other, I guess, idea that tells me it was so horrible. My 5-year-old daughter wanted to continue to watch it. That's how I know it's not very good. Stay away from Rookie of the Year. Stay away from it. Steve, you and I asked this question on Facebook about a week ago. We asked about what was people's favorite baseball movies. We got a variety of different answers. I think there was about 60 different responses on there and what they preferred to watch as far as baseball movies are concerned. We're going to have to revisit that conversation because, let's be honest, there's not a lot to talk about right now. We want to continue to talk about the baseball diamond. So how about next week we go over some of the responses and we'll dissect those movies and give them a yay or a nay. How does that sound?
Done. The Siskel and Ebert show will continue at that point, yes.
Absolutely. Steve Bornstein again joining us to talk baseball movies. Fun conversation, fun abstract conversation today. Steve Bornstein joining us here on the show. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll put the final touches on this edition of the show when we return.